अखण्डमण्डलाकारम् व्याप्तं येन चराचरम् यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। All of you ready for the class? राजीव तेजा श्रीलक्ष्मी बबलू पद्महीर रामाराव स्वाति सो दिस इज द अटेंडेंस किशोर प्रभाकर धाताराम ओके रामा जी जी रत्नाकर मुक्तामला राइट नाउ आई विल जस्ट रिपीट फॉर ए फ्यू मंथ्स द बेसिक आइडियोलॉजी of what Pujya Gurudev wanted us to understand, the symbolic torch of knowledge, Jnana Yagya Ki Lal Mashal, and the two slogans, 21st century, bright future, and thought revolution. And of course, the various self-help books. All this is going to be the new era education. Before intermediate, all these softwares, engineers, doctors, this study will be over. Even now, it is after intermediate that you become an engineer and a doctor or a lawyer. So what I am trying to make you understand is that within the coming 3 months, all of you be very clear, within these coming 3 years, I will see that all of you will become experts in what Gurudev wants us. Therefore, when I repeat something, please don't think that you already know. I am not repeating anything, I am presenting something in a very new angle, but you feel so conversant with it that it doesn't seem to you new. But the difference of understanding is so great as when Dalton says about an atom, and the modern intermediate student talks about an atom. For Dalton, it is an indivisible thing, whereas for an intermediate student, it has a dual role. But then they talk about atoms. The same word, with a very, very, very great fund of information. So, what I am trying to tell you here, please don't think that you have already understood it. You try in every session to understand the new angle I am presenting to you. So this should go into your first file. Every day what you have heard in the class is to be understood in a new interpretation. And that interpretation will be equal to your lifetime, according to Pujya Gurudev. Har din naya jan. Every day is a new life, a new birth. Naturally, don't forget that every night is a new death. So the connotations of life and death, the dvijatva, is what Gayatri Mantra talks about. This goes into the fourth file, the self-help file. Gayatri Mantra deals with life and death. Dvijanma, another birth. So, in these classes, every day is a lifetime achievement for you. It should be like that. And when I talk about a lifetime achievement, a single day can be a lifetime achievement. For example, the day you have passed intermediate. Now you are on the crossroads on that day. It is a lifetime achievement. On that day you decide your future. Your marriage day. All your life before marriage was circulating around yourself. Now it is circulating in a large number of families after the marriage day. So, the day you pass the intermediate, the day you get married, or the days in which you have been born again, what Gurudev through Gayatri Mantra wants you to understand is that every day must be of that high caliber. So a year will be a 365 birth connotation. This aspect goes to the fourth file. And what did I say in the first file? What should you understand? Anyone? What I told about what you have to write in the first file and what you have to write in the fourth file. Anyone? I am waiting for your response. So these classes are so important. And therefore, before you join this class, all of you see that whoever joins this gets the clarity about these four files. How many have you a clear understanding of the names of the four files? Anyone? Without Teja and Madhuri, they are not supposed to tell it. I want somebody else to give me the names of the four files. Right. File number one, right? Second file. Not self-development, Ratnakar. Actually it deals with the rules you have formed for yourself to follow in this life. I am sure you understand now, Ratnakar, what I have told you. The first file, of course, it deals with self-development, but not exactly with self-development. But what Raji says, rules and regulations we have to follow to change ourselves. And Ramaji is right again. File number 2, 21st century is a certainty, and Vichara Kranti. And file 4, Sri Lakshmi says, the first file, like Sri Lakshmi, rules to follow in 3 years. Is it right? Yes. Fourth file. What is fourth file? the relationship between Pujya Gurudev's 20 books and all the self-help books in the world, Act to Come also included in it. You follow the sweep of the fourth file? It is the new thought books, books by Seth Meyers, Florence Schill, Stephen R. Covey, all these people, how what they have written is linked up with Gayatri Mantra in India. Okay. Now, I will be very brief again about the four files. And when I say about the four files, I want every one of you to understand that you have to teach about these four files to so many thousands of people in future. So the first file is the fundamental file of your life. What you have decided, how you want to grow, what rules you have formed yourself, etc., etc., etc. And especially the fundamental rules and regulations you have to follow is, try to see that you are able to give maximum number of time every day for this studying purposes. You should give maximum number of hours, if whatever is possible for you. That is the first thing, maximum time for this work. So this is the very, very primary rules, what Guruji says as Samayadan. If you can't give time, you can't understand all these things. So first rule in the file, first file is, I will try to snatch maximum number of time from my day-to-day life so that I can devote that to this work. Is this clear to you all? That is the first rule. Samayadan. Now, just don't say you know about Samayadan. You have to see that you really do that samaya, what you have given as a donation to Pujya Gurudev, is devoted only to this work. Don't utilize that time to your own work, whether it is studying or examinations or attending to children or family or this and that. Or try to make a short point-wise explanation to yourself about Samayadan, on the lines I am telling you. Every day, the reference must be made to your first file. And see that you were really attending the maximum time you have tried and fixed for this work every day. This is to be practically done. Okay? Right. This is the first homework. And it doesn't mean if you do it probably because of your family circumstances or work circumstances or this and that. Weekly 4 hours, one day a week 4 hours is also a very good samayadan. But be regular about it and try to improve it. What you write in the first file should be the minimum, not the maximum. But you try to maximize it. The samayadan, because until and unless you are very sure about the time you are going to give, whether daily, monthly, weekly, yearly, you have your own summoning of the time. For example, those who are teachers can give a month in the summer. That is an extra work they can do. And those who go to other countries because of their activities may plan some activity which they can do where they are going for this type of work, spreading it there in other countries. So, what the first file talks is not only about the time you are going to give, but how you are planning to utilize it to get maximum benefits. Now into the second file, you have the very first paper about Kalanini. And what you decide to practice daily because of this reading goes to the first file. So Kalanini exists in both the files. In the 21st century bright future file, the second file, and also in the first file. And now, see the last paragraph of the English version of the Kalanini Madhvano. All of you have it before you? Kalanini Madhvano, English version. Okay. I am reading it out. My children, these are the four points and remember them well. And now this is Pujya Gurudev talking for the last time from the dais at Shanti Kunj Haridwar, physically. So the importance of this details, guidance, you just can't imagine it. The first point I have told is, you are all devatas, just as were the bills and monkeys of Ramayana. This sentence has a great connotation. The bills and monkeys. Bears means who bears, and those for whom only money turns the key. Are you that? So when we talk something in the language, not only the physical world has its meaning, the paravani, the inner meaning of those words have great meaning. You should understand who Jambavanta was, the bear, who could give Shamantaka Mani along with Jambavati to Rama in his next era avatar. And you just think it is a bear? And just Guruji says that you are all bears? Bear with me. The depth of it. Somebody help Ratnakar. So, bear with me to understand what a bear, Elugubaddi, Bhalu is. Bhalu, Bhalo, that which is good persists. Bhalu. So you have to go into the depth of the phonetics and try to understand in different languages what that particular word means. But of course, we can't be monkeys. Do you understand what I mean by monkey? It is money which controls us, which keys us. It should not be. We are devatas, not monkeys and bears. Give your own time for all this week, and when you have somehow got some new point, any one of you, you can talk to me in these pages. Whenever you get a new idea, because I want to push you to utilize your brain cells, because when I tell and you understand, it becomes intuition, shiksha. But when you yourself are able to snatch, bring out the subtle references in these words, it becomes intuition. So I am trying to teach you intuition. The second point is, Guruji says, all of you follow the text. The second point is, to give you name, fame and glory, I have terminated all your enemies and I have kept ready the throne for you to ascend. And now you remember that if you want to ascend the throne, now itself you can ascend it. There is no time gap. What Eckhart Tolle, I think, has written about the power of now. So I am talking about the power of now. Now itself you can ascend the throne. But if you want to attend the throne and to be an engineer, if you want to attend the throne and be a housewife, If you want to attend the throne and want to be an employee, how can it be possible? But I am trying to push you into the depths of what Guruji has said. Now, this moment you can ascend the throne. There are no enemies, means no hurdles, whether physical, mental and emotional, which can stop your progress. That is the conviction with which the second file moves. The 21st century's bright future is already with you now. Just as I always tell you, you have electricity in your houses, you have light now. But there are many villages in the world, many areas in the world which don't have electricity. So they don't have a light now. And now you who are having the light now, can you equate yourself that you cannot have a light because somebody else is not having the light? So this depth of understanding is the second point. To give you name, fame and glory, I have terminated all your enemies and I have kept ready the throne for you to ascend. I put the brackets whenever you want, and also you can descend from it whenever you want. So this danger is there. And after descending it, you can't behave like a man on the throne. Remember the story of who is that throne? King Vikramaditya and his throne. He sits there and talks one thing, he comes down and talks one thing. Now, those who are monitoring this conference, you have to see that those who are not able to hear, if they can't hear it now, at least from tomorrow, they should be groomed in such a way that they will be able to hear it. Okay, that is an advice to Teja and Rajiv and all those, Ramajiji, Patel, etc. I don't think Patel is online. Somebody see that what I am telling goes to all the people. Okay. And now the third point. Don't worry about your personal problems. It is the punya and the penance, the tapas and punya of Guruji which does it. I will talk more about it, about the third file, punya and penance of Guruji. And of course about the fourth one. I am still not yet in a physical health to deal with the new book and about the old book, but you people have to discuss about it, about the decision-making capacity. And the decision-making capacity, where is the fourth point? The fourth point is, remember, you have to protect yourself from kalanimi. This kalanimi aspect is very, very interesting. All of you people have a discussion now. I am just leaving you all for that. I have told already about these four files. And you discuss about the kalanimi aspect because it is the selfish, personal, family problems and rules which make you a kalanimi. And if you are you have completely surrendered to Pujya Gurudev, you are free from kalanimi. So kalanimi is indirectly your own ego, your own selfish interest. And not being kalanimi is whether you like it or not, follow Gurudev's direction. Because whether you like to have the medicine or you are forced to have the medicine, the result is you will be cured. You got the feel of that word I am talking about. So you may be egoistic and you may be feeling the pinch of following the Gurudev's words. But if you follow it, the result will be there whether you like it or not. The fourth point. So anyway, I am feeling a bit tired. So all of you, don't care. Just gossip or think this and that. But try to motivate yourself to understand and discuss, especially
about the decision making capacity of Gayatri, the Shraddha, Prajna and Nishtha. And all of this I have told you, you will learn it within 3 months. Be regular for these classes. And whether I take a class or not, when new people meet, you see that you discuss everything with intent, with purpose. Not just a hazy thing, just as I am telling about the 4 files. You also discuss about the 4 files and the new people and how to increase the website membership, your own local membership, the translations and etc. And the details about the Telugu translation work, and of course your English translation work of the Krantadharmi Sahitya, all of this you people decide. Jai Gurudev.